I have the opener.
Take her away, Nimrod. It's all yours. Don't bump your
it's,
head.
It's, what is 6 o'clock? Some of the following program is intended for immature audiences only, as much of this program's content may purposely offend, disgust, alienate, upset, annoy, and disorient the casual listener. Is that you, the casual listener? Therefore, listener discretion is not advised. Indulge us, and you'll be a happier, wiser, better-informed person, or not. My name is Nimrod. The senior in the control room is Long John Tanner, a legend for sure in the broadcasting wars that were Vancouver radio.
Yeah, I'm the button pusher here.
Recent visitors from over there across the pond. What are those sounds? I can't make. I feel like I'm in a the Hall of the Damned. What is that? I can't hear myself, John.
Oh, no.
Long John, I can't hear
Don't
myself. What is
me.
That?
I'm
completely lost here. I'm in a vacuum.
Take your
not of my own
off.
Making.
Take your headphones off.
And I can't
off.
Hear you either.
Well, take your headphones off, and then you can
I have
hear
to
me.
Take the earphones off. Yeah, now I can hear you.
Oh, good.
Okay, so...
Can you hear the wind?
I can hear the wind.
Yeah, there's a strong south wind blowing here.
A
today.
Strong south wind.
Blowing British sea power our way, no doubt.
Well, there they go, over the Scapa Flow. What do you know? Hey, this program from CITR 101.9, I'm Nimrod, son of Shane, and Long John Tanner, is made possible for this evening with a grant from Jason Cubitt of Ascenta Capital, and we do appreciate that very much. And as a matter of fact, Mr. Cubitt's son, Finn, is a regular listener to our show. We didn't know that.
Oh.
That started many years ago, actually, during the reign of the Propeller Heads. And he's only 8 years old, man.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Eight years old.
An eight-year-old who is digging all this, that is something. Finn, we love you. Keep listening. We need your support. We need to have the knowledge that young people out there are listening as well as seniors. Speaking of which.
Well, listen, I just Googled this band because I had no idea where they're from. Because sometimes, you ever get that? You buy a CD and nowhere on the CD is there any indication of where the band is from or where it was recorded. I couldn't find anything. So I Googled the Whit Sundays, and here we are. They're an Edmonton, Alberta band. I knew they were Canadian. And the little right up here, it says, the Whit Sundays revamped the psychedelic dreaminess of the 60s and 70s with sweet organs, thrashing drums, bony and surf-riding guitars, and the British love rock sound, but without that sleazy, heroin-loving Kate Moss vibe we get from Pete Doherty.
Oh,
all clean.
I love that vibe.
All clean stuff. You like Pete?
I don't. Never met him.
The Baby Shambles guy, or whatever.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, let's listen to the Whit Sundays and see what you think of this Edmonton band.
Thank you.
Well, there they are from Edmonton, Alberta. Thank you, Google, for filling us in on where they're from. The Wit Sundays, and they actually describe themselves accurately as a soccer match in 67 between the Kinks and the Zombies using Sid Barrett as the ball.
Is that nice? Sid Barrett as the ball, the late, great Sid Barrett is your ball?
It's sort of, they're not saying they're knocking his head around. It's just the description of the vocals and the ambience
right.
Well, I take it too seriously there, Nimrod, now.
I don't take anything too seriously, because if I did, man, I would be a debt willer, like my dad has been many times.
Yes.
Anyway, it's just after 6 o'clock, and it's Easter Monday. It feels like Sunday. It could be Tuesday. It is tomorrow. We would like to thank those who are listening right now for just being with us, because we have what we think is a killer show for the next 50 odd. No, we're about now an hour and 20 minutes. And as if the China crackdown on Tibet leading up to the Beijing Olympic Olympics wasn't upsetting enough. Now, China's media is spinning all the troubles, blames, of course, you've heard, on the Dalai Lama. But not only the Dalai Lama, but also coming in for some flack from the Chinese media and the press is Bjork, whom they claim kickstarted the protests when she recently performed in Shanghai. You may have heard Iceland's prime export yelled, "Tibet, Tibet," during her performance of Declare Independence off the last album, angering, understandably, the Chinese officials to the point that this would be the last time that Bjorky would appear in China. Local papers decried Bjork's timely outburst and even criticized her hair and tastefully bizarre stage outfit, as you recall from last year, John.
Yes, indeed.
Referring to her in the English language Shanghai Sun as Bjork Chow Mein. How dare they? How dare they declare independence? Tibet! Tibet!
Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Declare independence. Don't let them do that to you. Do that to you.
Higher than China.
Well, depends on where you go. You know, that song also got Bjork into trouble Belgrade, where she was performing in the Serbian capital, because when she sang that, I think you know what's coming. Kosovo declared independence.
Oh, no.
So I think that the conservative government, you know, Harpo is getting wise to all of this, and they have put a non disclosed ban in place for Bjork's performances in Quebec. They don't want her to play there. I wonder why.
Yes.
At any rate, this is Radio. My name is Nimrod, and that is Long John Tanner over there.
That's me over here.
It's Easter Monday here at the station. Very quiet in the building. Even Starbucks is closed down there.
Maybe. The pizza place is open, though. Pyro Square.
Oh, I'm happy for you. Yeah, okay.
I didn't have one, though. No.
You didn't have one. No. Do you go on any Easter egg hunts and all that? Do you people?
Oh, yeah. We had one at Cranberry Commons this morning.
Oh, nice.
The little kitties were running around.
Right. Well, you know, there's the Easter Sunday free-range Easter egg hunt continues on campus here at UBC. Over 200 beautiful colored free-range Easter eggs are planted or hidden around the campus, each egg depicting a CITR playlisted artist or band. If you find them, this is Luke Meat's idea, if you find them, you'll receive that artist's recent release free. That's if you find them. Luke Meat, bless him, has hidden them in some very obvious places. I'll give you one hint, a lot around the sub building, because Luke didn't want to go that far.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, happy Easter.
Yeah.
I was over there doing the writing at the Regents College, you know, the Christian college over there. Nice people, good coffee, lots of sunshine streaming in, and I was doing my show prep for your show. Our show, and this guy comes up to me and he said, you know, like, seriously, I mean, I wasn't listening carefully. I was absorbed by what I was doing. Not that I should be. And he said, do you know when the next bus to Calvary is? And I said, I'm sorry. and I realized he was asking Calgary, you know. I thought it was Calvary.
Yes.
Easter and
all
that.
The old rugged cross.
The old rugged cross.
Yes.
Well, then.
All right. So, something new now from Lady Hawk from their album Shots. Lady Hawk recorded this in the middle of winter in an empty wooden farmhouse in Kelowna. I bet it was chilly. But they sang, and now they're touring with Black Mountain, Lady Hawk, Radio, CITR.
It had rained for days.
Catch them on tour with Black Mountain. The band is Lady Hawk. I don't always know what you're saying was the title of that track. And
excuse me?
I don't always know what you're saying. Oh, you can't hear me. Okay.
I can hear you.
That's in the feature of this month's issue of Discorder magazine. You can read all about Lady Hawk. And
now who's that on the cover?
That's George.
Try to say his last name. Fast.
Strumbelopalopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopopop. Yes, right. I can't say.
We're going to get you still with Ein Stutzen. They know about. And the new one is right over there. I know you've been avoiding it.
I don't want to play it. I'm going to avoid that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can
yeah.
play it and announce it if you want. That's
I will
fine,
do
yes.
that, but not today.
Okay. So your March 2008 issue of Discorder is available free at your favorite record store.
And the weather is looking for this. What would it be? I guess we're 4 days into spring, and it's actually been not a bad weekend.
Not bad.
Considering, well, not bad, considering that it was supposed to piss all weekend long. It's
yeah.
been kind of nice, but on the coolish side, especially at nighttime, it will remain cold for the the remainder of our lifetimes. 2008 from here on is expected, by the way, I don't know if you know about this, is to be amongst the top warmest years since records began in 1860s. John, I know that you'll remember the summer of 1873. Man, that was hot up there in Kelowna,
boy, a
right?
Scorcher.
It's part of the underlying warming trend set by the UN climate panel on human use of fossil fuels. You humans, one way or another, they will destroy life on Earth as we know it. 1998 and 2005 were the hottest this summer in Paradise Coast, like the 2005 and 1998. And it could be a long, hot Sunday, or sunny, rather, for this coming summer. A scorcher will all burn, baby, burn, but you know it'll all be wet and cold and rainy and wet while the rest of Canada suffers the heat which we want so badly so much. And no, we don't have free passes for the Pemberton Festival. Don't have anything like that. We got to call somebody and say, are you giving out free passes? No, that was the Easter egg, man. You got to find the Easter egg, identify the band that is on the painted on the Easter egg by no less than our music director, the loquacious Luke Meat, and then call us in when you find it, and you get that CD. It's a wonderful promotion.
Whoa, love it.
And something that would do commercial radio proud, but they never think about that. By the way, St. Patrick's Day, a week last Sunday, was it last Sunday? Last Sunday, I saw one of your heroes, driving by in a car in the St. Patrick's Day parade. In the back seat was our Irish friend Dave Abbott and his wife, but in the front seat at the wheel, and I was sitting at Starbucks outside. Now it can be said, and he was driving by at the wheel and had his name on the side of the car. I guess they were coming off the parade route, and it said Red Robinson, and there he was. And you know what I did?
Red O. Robinson?
Red O. Robinson. You know what I did for you, man?
Because
I know
you do?
I took my double latte cup, which was still half full, and I pitched it at him.
No.
And I did, man. It got the car. He didn't get him, but he just kept driving on. He didn't see who it was.
Oh, you're lucky.
Oh, why, man?
You would have turned around and run you down.
Oh, are you kidding? Bring him on, man. I can take him. I've been in the gym. Look at this, man. Look at this. I've been out at the UBC gym. Look at that body. Ooh. Look at that body.
Ooh. Oh, my God. I can't stand it. Thanks to the diagnostic criteria
for both my The last thing I want to do is miss my favorite CITR show. Oh, man.
Dude, didn't you know you can now download all your favorite CITR shows off their website and onto your iPod? Just go to www.citr.ca/podcast. And you'll be able to check out and download all your favorite shows and any new sweet stuff you want to hear.
I cannot take the awesomeness of this information.
At the center where they go on weekdays, it takes hours just to slake that thirst. Heavy heels and a daunting pulse rate. Bad idea for your blister. I on abuse. Sometimes it feels like the world's stuffed with feathers. Table bottom gum, just holding it together. Solid when you're old and hazy. Takes no leverage to make me click. To my wheel while you're getting close. The tension grows. Defy conjecture and accept the rose. Don't stay high. I on abuse. Who was it that said the world is my oyster? I feel like a nympho stuck in a cloister. Pretensions know me. Face plan.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure enough, there it is. Stephen Malkmus and the Jicks. That's the Jigs, rather, or the Jicks.
Jicks.
You know, we'll have somebody call in saying, did you say Chicks on the air? No, 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 that's the Jicks. And, of course, that is Mr. Pavement himself, and probably his most successful in terms of critically and just general reaction to it. Solo album since the days of Pavement. And you, of course, remember Pavement, John? You're not that young, and I know it has, you know, have to kind of scratch your memory to go back that far, but it wasn't that long ago. It was about 1991. You guys used to play, you and my dad used to play on Coast 1040 Pavement quite a bit, Slanted and Enchanted.
Yes, we did.
And, of course, that great song, one of the greatest summer songs ever called Summer Babe. Remember that?
No.
You don't? Hello, good morning. Anyway, no, of course, no one would expect you to remember all of
well,
that.
Well, thank you.
Stephen Malkmus and the Chicks, they're doing a gig here very, very soon. And what makes this album really work, I think, you know, other than the songs and performance and that, is the fact that he has enlisted no less a drummer than Janet Weiss of Portland's now disbanded Slater Kinney. And that's why that drumming is right there, bang. So, I mean, you were tapping your feet. I saw you do that, you know.
It's a long way down there.
Or maybe you were just nervous. I don't know what it was.
A little bit of each, I guess. Working with you makes me nervous. You know?
Working with me makes you nervous?
Okay, it's 6:32. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to give the time here.
Are we podcasting?
If people are podcasting, they won't know what's going on. The podcast will be ready. I get home, and then I go to my computer and set it up. So within a few hours, the podcast will be ready. But you are tuned to CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, speaking of podcasting, the CRTC is now considering regulating the internet.
Oh, yeah, right, sure.
like they can. However, the CRTC, in a more sobering and thoughtful note, has accused radio stations, commercial stations, of saturating Canada's airwaves with shit songs, that's my word, from established, overplayed, and, of course, mediocre artists. Hello, Brian Adams. At the expense of worthy and up-and-coming artists who don't get any airplay, I mean, they found that the Canadian stations devoted only between 2 and 10% of airtime to emerging artists. Now, remember that Feist had to appear in an iPod commercial before getting regular play on Canadian stations. It took that. The silly out-of-touch broadcasters, all of them are suits, claim playing new music scares listeners and advertisers, despite the fact that FM radio, and you know the culprits, has had huge profits for years. $1 billion last year, which proves that the dumbing down of their respective demographics has yielded those sickening results. And that's all I have to say about that, because Stone Cold said so.
Oh, good. Thank God. So we can get on with the Easter music here.
Easter music for the Easter parade in your home, in your garden, in your kitchen. Thank you. I love you, too.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care. Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair, she broke your throne, she cut your hair, and from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Maybe I've been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 There was a time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove was mooing too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now maybe there's a God above, but all I ever learned from love is how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not the cry that you hear tonight, and it's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Last call, drink up, yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hey,
hallelujah.
Nimrod,
there's some sinners in this house. What?
Did you notice that hallelujah, the last three letters in hallelujah is J-A-H, Jah.
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 Are you giving it sort of a Rastafarian
a little Rastafarian slant there, kind
okay,
of.
Okay,
yes.
Hallelujah right there. Everything's arguably Leonard Cohen's finest song, and that's saying a lot. Hallelujah, covered by more than a few artists. Jeff Buckley's version is quite popular, but this version by John Cale is the best. Probably it's that stentorian Welsh tenor. This version comes from his live Fragments of a Rainy Season. Just Mad John and the piano, and it was also utilized by Julian Schnabel, the Diving Bell and the Butterfly director, in his debut film Basquiat over the end credits. Where do you get that kind of information?
Nowhere else
but CITR,
yes.
101.9, number one, Vancouver's hit radio station. Here's Long John Tanner.
Broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, and we have UFO reports coming up right after we hear from Jane Vane and the Dark Matter.
No!
All the way from Calgary, here on Radio. Jane Vane, yes. She started writing songs by herself in her basement apartment to deal with the remaining demons and reckless adolescence back in early 2003. And there she is from Calgary, Jane Vane and the Dark Matter. Love is where the smoke is.
That's very interesting kind of like chamber pop music, you know, from Calgary.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks of Calgary as just being, you know, a Nickelback town. But There's I mean, you know, I guess she had to do it in her basement because nobody in Calgary would say, well, hey, we like your music. Why don't you come into our studio? We'll give you a good rate. No, they would just say, like, what the hell is that, man? By the way, I was reading upstairs the thing that's open in the sub ballroom, or the sub concourse, or whatever they call it, in the newsstand there. Maxim magazine, are you familiar with that? They called Sarah Jessica Parker the unsexiest woman in the world. Also, Rands are Amy Winehouse and Canada's own Sandra Oh, as well as Madonna. are the unsexiest women in the world, according to Maxim magazine. Well, you know, when you consider that, that there is well over a few billion females in the world, guess that there must be that must be a unique distinction for Matthew Broderick's other half. Maxim Men's Magazine has always been a paragon of good taste, intellectual pursuit, and positive, non-sexist attitudes towards women. And we have our prescription, or our description, or our prescription. What is it? A prescription for a magazine? Yeah, right?
Subscription.
Subscription.
Prescription,
right?
Is for your drugs.
Oh, for my drugs, right there. Hello, Detwiller. Right. Okay. We're going to get scared now because the premier ufologist is on the line.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our UFO expert is with us now, Michael Strainick. Welcome aboard.
Hello there. Good evening, John and Mighty Nimrod.
Oh, good evening, Mighty Michael.
Okay.
Scare
global
us.
Global this time. Things are happening everywhere. One of the stranger things are balls of light and light flashes. They're happening all over the place, and what they are, we don't know. But these are being captured by, you know, radio station and TV station webcams. Very odd. But this has happened before. This is one of the few times where activity in the southern hemisphere seems to be about equal to the northern hemisphere. And that is, like I said, quite rare. So in the southern hemisphere, New Zealand and Australia is still rocking out. Argentina seems to be the focal point at the moment. They're having a huge wave there completely across the country with about 64 good sightings this year so far. And some of the photos are quite incredible, remarkably detailed, showing things like insignias and the little fins. Many are from the Buenos Aires area. And some are traditional saucer-shaped, some are V-shaped, rocket-shaped, rotating black object or large orange spheres. Also noticeable is the word phantom is used frequently in a lot of their reports, whatever that means. And now we will get into some CanCon. Oshawa driver was driving east on 401 when he looked up through the windshield and there was a diamond-shaped formation. He looked closer at the lights to see if it was a reflection on the windshield. The lights moved from the left side of the road going toward Lake Ontario, which is a hotbed of sightings. As they lined up with the middle of the road, I and my passenger focused on them, and they faded like lights on a dimmer switch as they traveled south. I wasn't going to say anything until my passenger blurted out with, "Did you see that?" There were five white lights, like industrial mercury lights, in perfect formation and had the dull white shape and look of gymnasium lights. They were much lower than the several jets that flew over. They held their formation as if one solid object. As they faded, they were visible for another 30 seconds. Sudbury, Ontario. I was looking out my window when I noticed a plane, or he should have said what he thought was a plane. He could only see the lights, no shapes, until he got closer, and then he saw an oval object hanging down from it, apparently on some kind of a cord. I was traveling west when an eastbound jet flew over top of it. The object suddenly turned around and followed the jet. As I live in an apartment block, my view was obstructed, so I could not see what happened. And then there's a diagram, and the thing looks like a rough curling stone suspended from a bright light. Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Dropped my partner off at the Halifax airport and was heading back home to Dartmouth. And it was around 5:20 in the morning. I was observing the sky as the sun was beginning to rise and saw a streak of green, almost white light cross the sky just south of the city. Thought it was a falling star, but the line was perfectly straight as if drawn by a ruler. It was a very crisp, laser-like line, and at the end of this line was an object that was shaped like a bell. It seemed as if the bell-shaped object shot across the sky, stopped, and then disappeared all in about 5 seconds. And 5 seconds, when you're looking at something like this, can seem a lot longer than 5 seconds because your perception is on full. I spent the rest of the drive home trying to rationalize what I had just seen. Kimberly, B.C., I was just walking down an alley to visit a friend when I spotted an object streak across the sky. The object I saw moving was a thin cigar with a hummingbird body profile and flew southwest above our local ski hill. Then it turned northwest. I instantly ran to the friend's house, hoping to get him to see it as well, but it was gone by the time we came back. The object I saw had an orange blur to it and moved as fast as a meteorite entering our atmosphere. And Indonesia, Salatiga, Indonesia, David Jacobus Hang Kang Bala took this photo of a UFO over Central Java. It's a very good photo of a disc-shaped object. UFOs were reported during World War II, and aliens have been reported since 1959 on Alor Island east.
Krakatoa?
East of Krakatoa?
Basically, yeah. And since 1999, when police reported six mysterious non-human beings on the island, in 1962, the government set up a National Space and Aviation Agency with a mission to receive reports about extraterrestrial beings in Indonesia. And when this guy became the first chief of the organization, and seeing the numerous reports, became a strong advocate that UFOs were in Indonesia's skies. And that's true. World War II saw a lot of activity. A friend of mine, former friend.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these
Michael.
Were actually disc-shaped.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Excellent. Well, listen, we've been to Buenos Aires, crossed Ontario, and a bit of B.C. and Indonesia now. So UFOs right. are showing up all over the place
hey,
here.
Quick yep. question for you, Michael, and I'll address Long John, too, because you guys know about this kind of stuff. I still want to see a UFO. If I took enough airplane rides, you know, like if I had a lot of air miles and I could do that going around the world on the plane, would I eventually see one, do you think, if I was looking out for one?
If you went to Mexico City, undoubtedly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And another good place to hang out would be Kingsway.
Kingsway?
We have gotten some of the most bizarre reports
Kingsway.
From Kingsway. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well,
I can believe that. Yeah. I think there are non-alien or aliens out that way anyway.
No
be.
Doubt.
Kingsway.
Thank you so much. Our UFO expert joining us again on Radio Michael Strainick. Keep your eye in the sky. There's lots of things flying around up there.
And no kidding.
And they're not just UFOs.
Hello, Kingsway. You are not alone. Not alone. Not alone. They're out there. They're waiting for you. They'll devour you.
And you caught it up with the jig. So, and you suck. Or people die. People die. John. Jesus. Who's sending out some stuff? Take you to the top and out to the edge. Shoot torpedoes through your blood. Lay eyes
Adrenaline. Well, they're back in black and white, the vampiric vocal stylings of Peter Murphy, along with David Jay, Kevin Haskins, and Daniel Ash, amount to who?
Bauhaus.
Bauhaus.
And we saw, at least your dad and I saw them at the Queen E.
He's seen them a couple times. He saw them on his own last time that they played here. And this is their first studio CD since 1983, and it's not an embarrassment. It's very good, actually. And they are not going to be touring because just after recording that in the studio, they had one big fight, mainly between Peter Murphy, I think, and Daniel Ash. And they said, kiss, kiss, bye-bye, you know, that's it. So, but anyway, it's okay.
I always like Peter Murphy's voice. What was the Daniel Ash had a CD?
Well, Daniel Ash and David Jay had, of course, Love and Rockets.
Love and Rockets.
This has elements of that, of course. But, yeah, Peter Murphy's voice is very, very distinctive. And he's had some fine solo albums that very few people have heard because they're not readily available in Canada. That's just the way it goes. You're listening to what we call Radio Radio.
We stand on guard for thee.
And it is Easter Monday. It is a holiday even out here. This coming Saturday, do your part for Global Earth Hour. You've heard about this, John?
No.
You haven't?
No.
And you're so, I mean, you're out there at the Cranberry Commons, you conserve and you have solar power and all of that, and you don't know about this?
Well, tell me.
I'm going to tell you all about it. The city is really juiced. The excitement is building. The anticipation is palpable on the streets of Paradise Coast, in the homes and businesses of the committed locals. The big event this Saturday sees Paradise Coast power down, 8 p.m. Saturday for a full 60 minutes as our town participates in the Global Earth Hour 2008. Drawing attention to energy conservation, reducing power consumption, and switching to green forms of power, like hemp. And joining Vancouver is many Australian cities. Oh, you knew they would be together on this one. Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, Sydney, Perth, Adelaide, also Atlanta, Georgia, Bangkok, Christchurch, New Zealand, Copenhagen, Dublin, Manila, San Francisco, Phoenix, Toronto, Gaza City. Even blackout block parties are being planned in Vancouver's Shaughnessy District. Matron Julia was telling me that she has at her home a big party for those who want to attend. Everyone will go naked, refuse to drive for an hour, will turn off all cell phones, will not utilize any household appliances for one full hour. Can you imagine? That's no small sacrifice there. We're proud of you. Damn proud. There'll be a raw food buffet, and Perignon, Dom Perignon, will be served in environmentally friendly cups. Earth Day this Saturday. We'll be there.
We got an email. That's right. Cranberry Commons is supposed to turn off their lights between 8 and 9. But that's silly because the sun doesn't go down until 7:30, so it's not really dark.
Well, it'll ruin Fran's TV watching. I mean, isn't she watching, you know, like Survivor's Lost or something like that?
Why don't they do it at 9 when it's really dark? You know, it's not really dark at 8 o'clock.
That's something that you might want to take up with your MLA.
All right. We're 30 minutes away from sunset. And you're tuned right now to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Right here.
And if you're going to the Media Club tonight to see Plants and Animals, just to get you in the mood.
Not a breath she came, rushing in. Gone. what you wanted me.
There they are from Park Avenue, named after a famous avenue in Montreal. The band is called
Plants
and Animals, and that is not from their latest CD, actually, Park Avenue. It's from an EP that's got some of the songs from Park Avenue, but Lola Who is on the EP. And Plants and Animals, well, if you're going there tonight at the Media Club, this is some of the stuff you're going to hear. According to Spicer and the group was formed in the early part of the 21st century. Originally an instrumental outfit, the group made up of Frenchmen and two maritime expats has let age and experience dictate their direction.
Good right. for them. Yes. Bless them. Bless them. Mm-hmm. Easter Monday, and if you're driving whilst grooving to the cool sounds of CITR 101.9 FM, we remind you gently to put that cell down while at the wheel, please. A survey study has shown that cell phone use while driving reduces the ability to safely navigate the roads by 37%, which is similar to alcohol-fueled accidents. Cell phoning, alcohol, car, especially SUV, equals big trouble. If you must use the cell and swig from that Chivas Regal in the glove compartment, it is suggested that you do so at stoplights, but only when said lights are on red. And that is a safety reminder from CITR for those cell phoning and driving at the same time and drinking.
Where tonight at 7:30 in 20 minutes time, it's Radio Free Gack.
I know that you want the candy. Time to pass. Sugar done break my heart. the candy. I know that you want the candy. I know that you want the candy. I know that you want the candy. Free candy, I can never have. Tastes so sweet, makes good luck. Give me some sweet kill. Give me some sweet cheese. Give me some sea so I can wrap myself.
Well, I was talking to Shirin Fu of the Ravenettes, and I said, like, the song You Want the Candy, is that a drug reference of any kind, you know, candy? And she said, no, we love Pez. Do you know what, you remember those little Pez candies?
Yeah, right.
You still get them.
Pez dispensers.
Pez dispensers, yes, right. Little Ravenettes love Pez. And there they are. You Want the Candy off Lust. You want the water. Well, you know, I mean, it's one thing that it's the World Conservation of Power Day, Power Hour on Saturday. But it coincides with yet another big event that I know that you, as a consumer of pure liquids, will be interested in. Have you been drinking, Long John, your 8 glasses of clean, natural spring water each and every day like a good boy?
8?
Well, that's what they say, isn't it? It says 8. How many do you drink? 16?
Well, maybe 3 or 4.
That's it? Okay. Oh, really? Okay. Depends on the size. It's the liquid of life. So stock up now, as the UN says, drinking water will be scarce for 1/3 of our planet by 2025. Well, my dad won't be around for that, but
no.
It's World Water Day this Saturday, right? As of now, 1 in 5 human beings don't have access to the necessity of life. Global economic growth, growing population pressure, rise of megacities are the main culprits. And Mayor Sam says for 1 hour this Saturday at 1 p.m., don't drink any water unless you're a 2010 Olympics competitive athlete. Show you care about water and the future by refraining from ingesting H2O for 60 minutes. Now, this also includes no doing laundry, no cooking, no bathing, any activity that draws on our precious water. It will send a message that Sam's Civil City cares, or not.
Okay, CITR's Radio. A study released in 1992.
More studies.
Titled The Effect of Country Music on Suicide and resurrected in 2004 is now on the Science Blog's websites. The author Stephen Stack and Jim Gundlach, both sociologists, felt that given country music's preoccupation with edifying topics like addiction, divorce, depression, and joblessness, perhaps it was linked to suicide. Well, comparing suicide rates in 49 metropolitan areas with the amount of country music played on the radio stations in those areas, they found the more country music is played, the higher the suicide rate.
So that, in effect, really means that JR Country has very few people left.
And that was independent of poverty, divorce, gun availability, and something called Southernness, or maybe Calgary-ness, I'm not sure. Anyway, a recent Vancouver Sun editorial on this subject went on to say, now, this doesn't mean that country music actually causes suicide. Though anyone who has listened to Hank Williams might beg to differ. Hey, What's so bad about Hank Williams, Vancouver's Sun editorial writers?
Well, you know, Hank did it his way.
Yes, he was pre-rockabilly, pre-outlaw, a couple of years before Elvis. But those eyes, and the way he moved, and of course the music. Oh, the music, especially the ones he wrote, like Saw the Light, Honky Tonkin',
easy,
Hey
man.
Good Lookin',
easy.
You Win Again,
John.
Your Cheatin' Heart.
John, easy.
And one of my favorite, well, and there's Jambalaya on the Bayou, a classic, but one of my favorites takes me back to early days listening to the radio. This won't make you feel depressed, folks. This is Hank Williams at his best.
I'm depressed already.
I went down to the river to watch the fish swim by. But I got to the river so lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. And then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. I'm gonna find me a river, one that's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three times, but Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday, ain't had no news. I got them gone, but not forgotten blues. She's long gone, and now I'm lonesome blue.
All right, there he is, Long Gone Lonesome Blues, written by Hank Williams and recorded January 9th, 1950.
So when you were a little cowboy, you know, in your little get-up in Kelowna back in the old days, did you remember that? Like, did you 1950 is going back. You would
Yeah, no, I was been... listening to the radio back then with my mom, you know, and I was
good old Kelowna boy.
7 years old. And
7 years old and digging Hank Williams.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Wow, there you go. Can you believe
it? His story is quite interesting, actually.
Well, yeah, and you start listening to some of those songs, and I don't know, just
what was your favorite Hank Williams song? Can I ask that? Do you have any one that stuck out, really, you know? Like,
well, that was one of my favorite.
Lonesome
there.
I Could Cry, I think.
Yeah, no, that's a good
song.
One. Jambalaya, I really like, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, My Bucket's Got a Hole in It's a good one. Honky Tonkin', I Saw the Light.
You know, folks, those who are listening to CITR 101.9 right now are probably thinking to themselves, is this guy okay? And yes, he is.
Right.
He's got tears in his eyes right now as we speak, as he is recalling past memories of being a little boy in Kelowna and digging on Hank Williams. And I think that is cool, man. That is so cool, dude. I am blown away. I loved you, man.
And even though back in 1950 I thought broccoli and cabbage was bad news, it's good for you, folks, so eat it up. Hey, listen, we
played... What's that got to do with anything?
Not much, but I'm sure Dan Bejar likes broccoli.
Oh, Dan is a big broccoli guy,
he
you
is.
Can tell.
As a matter of fact, on this next selection with Destroyer from the brand new Destroyer CD, Trouble in Dreams, Dan Bejar on vocals, guitar, Nicholas Bragg is on lead and backup vocals, and Fisher Rose will be whistling and playing percussion.
True love regrets to inform you there are certain things you must do to perceive his face in the stains on the wall. I didn't know what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all. Phone hands. Since you've been gone. Me and the king have been steadily growing apart. He lives down the hall. I didn't know what time it was at all. I didn't know what time it was at all. Phone.
Don't you love the whistling there? Yes. Thank you, Fisher Rose, for the whistling. Thank you, Dan Bejar and Destroyer, for that song, Foam Hands, from your latest CD, Trouble in Dreams. Alrighty, well, we just wanted to check the sky. The sun is setting soon, and in the next hour, it'll be getting dark. The spirit of Arthur C. Clarke is not far away. Yes, Arthur C., we're going to miss you. Sri Lanka, a long ways away, but... We enjoyed your sci-fi movies from the past, and you'll live with us. Space Odyssey for sure. And,
also Sprach,
Zarathustra. Yes. Well, overhead right now it's Mars, but you won't see it for another hour. Very corner of pinkish-orange moving to the west, and Saturn high in the eastern sky tonight. Now, check it out. The rings are getting near edgewise, and another year they will be. But Saturn just below and to the left of the King Star Regulus and Leo high in the east. You can tell it's a planet. It doesn't twinkle.
What if it's cloudy, though?
Well, then you'll just have to stretch your neck, right?
I was just looking outside, and it's getting dark.
Is it? Oh, good.
It's getting dark out there, and...
But the sun hasn't set yet. How can it be getting dark?
Well, you're asking me?
I am.
All right. We want to part our ways here and make way for Radio Free GAC. And in so doing, want to thank those who were with us for the last hour and a half. You made it through. You made it through with us.
Yes,
and
thank you.
And we appreciate that. But one final thing. Everybody I run into that talks about CITR, talks about the show and all that, and they always ask about you, and they always ask the same thing, if a request of you. And I just pass this along. Would you tell Lon John Tanner, the host or co-host of the show, would you tell him to do the duck again? Because, I mean, they really love that. They really love that. If you folks out there haven't heard this yet, you're in for a treat. The duck.
Oh, duck. Mean Howard the duck.
Do the duck, man. That's do the Howard. Duck, dude. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love it. Do it. Oh, more. Here's some hot chip. This is hot chip. Oh, God. Stop it. Enough already. Bye. We love you. Bye. Let's dance.
When you said it's a touch to my shot at you, I would not stay.